Day 28 of the government shutdown. There's also a shutdown of sorts in Zimbabwe today, an internet shutdown.
We really were not expecting that government would shut down the internet totally.
Kuda Hove is with media rights organization MISA Zimbabwe. He's in the capital Harare, and he told us the government there shut down the internet in response to deadly protests that broke out over big increases in fuel prices.
What we've had is a partial shutdown. Then we've had a period of a total shutdown. Then we've had a partial shutdown. And then we've had a period of a total shutdown. And we're currently in a phase where there's partial shutdown of the internet. That's why I'm currently using a VPN to connect to my social media apps.
Well, as you say, Kuda, you're using a virtual private network, a VPN, to speak with us right now. But just like for day-to-day life, how disruptive has a shutdown been?
The fact that there's no social media right now for people to share information, people have then opted to just stay at home. Children haven't been attending school. Payments as well have not been going through. You now need to physically go to the bank, and the amount of time it will take the bank to clear your international payment is much, much longer. And there has been a serious rise in the amount of queues at the few supermarkets or food grocery shops that are open in Harare and in Bulawayo. So it's now the norm for people to spend up to an hour and a half at a supermarket just queuing up and trying to stock up on basic commodities.
Wow.
Because there's this tension in the air and people don't really know when life will go back to normal.
Yeah, when will life go back to normal? Like, when is the internet service going to be fully restored? Do you have any sense?
So we've had rumors that normal service resumes somewhere around Sunday, when government is really sure that there's no more protests and there's no more people spreading malicious, in quotes, messages on social media.
I'm curious, how common is it for Zimbabweans to use VPNs, virtual private networks, as you are?
So it's not that common, but I was speaking to people from Siphon. That's the VPN that we've been recommending to people because it's easy to set up and use. And they say that over the past 2-3 days, they had recorded at least 10,000 downloads.
Wow.
For their VPN. So that shows two things. That shows that people really want to get online, and that shows that at least 10,000 people did not have access to VPNs before this whole thing started.
Kuda, it's kind of crazy. We're barely 3 weeks into 2019, and we've seen several governments in Africa, like Sudan, Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, now Zimbabwe, finding various reasons to shut down the internet and online services. Are there any similarities?
Definitely, definitely. So whenever governments in Africa, specifically in the examples that you've given, and even in the Zimbabwean example or in Zimbabwean context, whenever a government feels that there is so much information that is being shared among the society or community that might adversely affect that government, then that government will sort of leverage or lean on mobile service providers and internet service providers to switch off access to the internet in a bid to keep people in the dark, in a bid to keep information from flowing.
Kuda Hove with MISA Zimbabwe, a media rights organization in the country, telling us about the internet shutdown there this week. He was speaking to us from Harare on a virtual private network, I might add, that remained, fortunately for us, stable for the last few minutes. Kuda, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me on the program, Marco.